Penguin Audio presents Undisputed Truth by Mike Tyson with Larry Sloman, read by Joshua Henry. This book is dedicated to all the outcasts, everyone who has ever been mesmerized, marginalized, tranquilized, beaten down, and falsely accused, and incapable of perceiving love. Prologue. I spent most of the 6 weeks between my conviction for rape and sentencing traveling around the country, romancing all of my various girlfriends. It was my way of saying goodbye to them. And when I wasn't with them, I was fending off all the women who propositioned me. Everywhere I'd go, there was some woman who would come up to me and say, "Come on, I'm not going to say that you raped me. You can come with me. I'll let you film it." I later realized that that was their way of saying, "We know you didn't do it." But I didn't take it that way. I'd strike back indignantly with a rude response. Although they were saying what they said out of support, I was in too much pain to realize it. I was an ignorant, mad, bitter guy who had a lot of growing up to do. But some of my anger was understandable. I was a 25-year-old kid facing 60 years in jail for a crime that I did not commit. Let me repeat here what I said before the grand jury, during the trial, at my sentencing, at my early release hearing, after I got out of prison, and what I will continue to say until they put me in the ground. I did not rape Desiree Washington. She knows it, God knows it, and the consequences of her actions are something that she's got to live with for the rest of her life. My promoter, Don King, kept assuring me that I would walk from these charges. He told me he was working behind the scenes to make the case disappear.